The North Carolina Sheriff's Association has shared a series of recommendations to improve the law enforcement profession statewide. BPR looks at efforts around transparency. The association is made up of all 100 sheriffs in the state. A group of 10 started working on this report after the death of George Floyd this summer.
I'm excited about the whole thing, to be honest.
That's Sheriff Quentin Miller of Buncombe County, who represented the Western region.
I've been doing this over 30 years now, and this time we live now, we've been held more accountable, rightfully so. We work for citizens of this county.
The 31-page report identified several areas where law enforcement procedures, including recruitment, certification, and use of force, can be improved for police, sheriff's offices, and others.
And what was amazing for me, you're talking about white and black sheriffs, right? Democrat and Republican sheriffs. And so it was just, it made you feel good to know that we're moving. And again, I think all of us know that this is just one step that has to be taken.
One recommendation that might look familiar to Buncombe County residents is the addition of an officer's duty to intervene and report. They see another officer using excessive force. Miller said the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office implemented this policy in late August. Another recommendation is for a legal definition of use of force. Right now, there isn't one, hampering efforts to track it.
I think when you draw your weapon, that to me is a use of force, right? Because we're bringing that weapon, we're presenting it, right, in whatever capacity. So that's the use of force. We haven't always defined that as a use of force. We haven't always documented when we drew our weapon.
Other recommendations include statewide requirements for hiring and training. Eddie Caldwell, Executive Vice President of the Sheriff's Association, explains that because sheriff is an elected office, each county is run a bit differently.
Currently, it's not, you know, quote, all over the page, but where there are variances, we saw room for improvement.
Caldwell says one recommended change deals with how personnel files can be released when an officer resigns. The report singles out law enforcement officers who quietly resign and take their misconduct baggage to another job, unbeknownst to their new supervisor. Caldwell hopes new laws will create more transparency in the hiring process.
And then sheriffs and police chiefs and state agency law enforcement officials will all know that not only is it okay to share that information with a new agency and with the standards commissions, but it's required.
Caldwell explains two other tracking systems are recommended. First, an early warning system to track factors like misconduct and mental health, as well as a second that's an online database of decertified law enforcement officers. That data is currently available, but only by phone.
Similar to the database that's available on lawyers, you can go to the State Bar website, look up any lawyer in the state, see if they're currently licensed or ever have been licensed or been disbarred. We have the database, we just want to make it more accessible to everyone.
Both the state's law enforcement standards commissions and the General Assembly will receive the report and decide whether to turn these recommendations into rules. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.